morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's time for the 2017 production sale at Spur Ranch in Vinita, Oklahoma. Mark your calendar for Friday, October 27th, and join the Spur team when we auction over 150 performance-tested Angus bulls, 300 head of fall calving Angus heifer pairs, and 100 virgin open Angus heifers. We want you to find out how nearly five decades of producing superior quality Angus genetics can make a difference in your herd. Spur Ranch, cattle that grow, gain, and grade. For information, call Jeff Owen at 918-244-2118 and check out the sale catalog at spurranch.com. We'll see you in the sale barn for the auction at 12 noon. Can't make it there? Register for the online auction at dvauction.com. The Spur Ranch Production Sale, Friday, October 27th. The performance herd of the heartland.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. Washington legislators are working on developing policy for the next farm bill, which is due next year. Texas Republican Mike Conaway, chair of the House Ag Committee, said developments in the Senate this week mean the farm bill process can move forward.
Farm bill, moving it, the Senate budget getting passed, and us being moving forward. Now there's a question mark that's been eliminated. That was the mandatory spending cuts in the House version. Those have gone away now for the time being, so we'll be able to move forward with the farm bill without having to take into consideration what we might or might not have had to do with respect to that issue. So another question answered and moving forward.
Conaway is still planning for the farm bill process in the House to wrap up within the next couple of months.
Still on track for late fourth quarter, early first quarter of next year to make that happen. Obviously, November looks like it's going to be consumed by tax reform, but we're going to be ready on the committee. We've got good people working. We've also had a little bit more responsiveness out of CBO to get our questions scored so that we can move our bill forward on the planning stage. So when floor time opens up or when the leader believes he can move us into the queue, we will be ready to go.
Conaway says there are some hard decisions ahead when it comes to the available funding in the farm bill and the needs that are out there in agriculture.
Well, it's reconciled against the changes that we're going to make in the various programs and how those score and then how you total those up. And so a lot of very difficult questions to answer moving forward. I've been kind of tongue-in-cheek talking to folks out about the honeymoon period I've been in the last almost 2 years and 9 months because I haven't made anybody mad. I'm now about to approach that part of my business where I will make folks, I'll disappoint them, make mad, all those kind of things, because we're going to have to make choices, and some of those will be really difficult.
That's House Ag Committee Chair Mike Conaway of Texas. Meanwhile, the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives is urging Congress to finish the next farm bill on time. In releasing the organization's farm bill priorities on Tuesday, President and CEO Chuck Connor noted the challenging price environment farmers are dealing with in explaining the need for a timely farm bill. The Council's framework outlines 8 general principles to be included in the next farm bill, including a focus on promoting farm cooperatives and their abilities to enhance competition in the agricultural marketplace by acting as bargaining agents for cooperative members. The organization also calls for the expansion of all U.S. agriculture exports, support for a strong safety net, and an insurance that farmers and ranchers will have access to needed labor. The National Council of Farmer Cooperatives has supported farmer cooperatives since 1929 and represents more than 2,000 local farmer cooperatives throughout the nation. Remember to learn more on these stories and others that we featured on this program. You can always visit our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com or be sure to download our free app for Android or iPhone devices for all of your latest agricultural news.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, October 26th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on Superior Click to Bid. Video auction started at 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 18,200 head, including 2,650 yearling steers, 2,000 yearling heifers, 11,000 weaned calves, and 1,550 calves on cows. If you want more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.